Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Toy of the Week podcast. I'm your host, Adam Paulus, with the Toy of the Week. I'm going through a lot of my stuff from last year still because there's been a lot. There's some new stuff I wanted to talk about, but it kind of sort of sold out, so we're not going to talk about those. But there are still a lot of great items that you need to know about. Maybe you need, maybe you don't. It's up to you. This week, we're looking at Transformers Combiner Wars Leader Class Skywarp. Skywarp is a big figure, to say the least. If you've been paying attention to the line this year so far, you know there's been a Thundercracker, a Starscream, and now Skywarp. They are all remolded from the Jetfire figure that I hope you bought last year. It was really great. These are great, too. Fundamentally, same transformation, slightly different accessories. Skywarp is a big purple jet, basically about the same size as a Masterpiece toy. It has rolling wheels on its landing gear in jet mode. The one under the nose is retractable. The canopy actually opens, so you can look and see the cockpit. And if you have Zoids or Staryears, you can put the little metal figures inside if you really want to. It's pretty cool. Purple seats, black exterior, some silver highlights. The toy includes 7 guns, because you can never have enough guns. One of which is mounted under the nose, and it actually has a spring-loaded rocket. You can use that for him in his robot mode, too. It's a nicely articulated figure. It stands very tall. The face has silver face paint. The eyes have a light-up eye port, so depending on the lighting in your home office room storage area, it's going to look real nice. If you're in a dark room, it looks kind of dead-eyed, so I kind of appreciate that Hasbro has moved away from light-up eye ports on most of its toys just to painted eyes, because the painted eyes are a little more lively in a dark room especially, so it's nice to see. The figure in robot mode has a fake cockpit, which is really charming. It's sort of a metallic orange color. You can see the air intakes, what I could best describe as fake ribs on his chest. It's got a silver and purple Decepticon tempo on his right shoulder. And of course, you can deck him out with as many or as few guns as you like. The detail's good, the painting's nice, but there's no getting around the fact it's fundamentally the same as Thundercracker and Starscream. I bought them all because I got a problem. And it's never too late to have a happy childhood. But it's nice to have the team. It would be nice if the Coneheads existed too. Ramjet and Thrust and Dirge. But they're not announced. And I don't know if they're going to do them. I have no intelligence here. I don't know. And I know you're all giggling at, I have no intelligence here. Ha ha ha. Yes, I'm stupid. Anyway, it's a fun figure. It's a good figure. And it's kind of neat to see this figure, especially in light of this week's announcement. If you didn't hear, they're doing a Titans Return. That's the next line. It was originally Titan Wars. Now it's Titans Return. Soundwave. So there's a big G1 Megatron, Starscream, Skywarp, and Thundercracker, and now Soundwave. Really all we're missing is Shockwave, and there's a Japanese release of a Masterpiece Shockwave. I don't know if it's coming to the States, but it's notable. And I don't know if they're going to do another Titans Return, or whatever post-Titans Return is, Leader class Shockwave with a different alt mode someday. We just got a really cool Legends class one, which I highly recommend to anyone who will listen. It's really cool. But for the time being, you can at least get yourself a Skywarp, and you may as well go ahead and get Ultra Magnus, Megatron, and the other Leader class toys this year, because I could be wrong. I'm not wrong. I'm 100% right. This year, 2015, I mean, it's 2016 now, we had more Leader class toys than I think we've ever had for Transformers year. We've had some good years where there's like 2 or 3, but this year we had Armada Megatron, G1 Megatron, Skywarp, Thundercracker, Starscream, and Ultra Magnus. I don't think I'm forgetting any, unless there was a Platinum one somewhere that didn't get wide release in the States, but that's 6. That's a lot of big robots, and my shelf's getting a lot of full. I've been having to go around scrounging for new shelving units and stuff, because it's like, how am I going to see these things? But yeah, that's what Goodwill is for. So, I hope you enjoy listening to me ramble about this robot. I like it. It's well articulated. It stands nicely. It's easy enough to transform. And thankfully, unlike the original toy, you don't have fists to lose. They're just part of the arms. It's a simple thing to do, and I recommend it. We also put up a, Combiner Wars box set. of course I ordered mine. Generation 2 Superion, which is really cool. Hasbro has acknowledged that this one should not suffer from gold plastic syndrome. If you don't know what that is, look it up. It's very depressing. It looks cool. I can't wait to get mine. I I seriously can't wait to get mine. Hopefully we'll be talking about it here next week. I also just want to put a quick little bug in your ear for something I'm not going to review in full. Consider the show is basically over now. You're excused from having to listen to the rest. If this has bored you, you can skip it from here. But I've got some new Hikari figures, and I got this really cool Buzz Lightyear. And I don't know what your opinions are of Toy Story and Buzz Lightyear. I thought I had enough Buzz Lightyear toys, but I saw this, and I'm like, okay, I'll get one. I opened it. It's great. The silver bodysuit is gorgeous. The metallic green, the light highlights are just absolutely beautiful. I assume it doesn't glow in the dark, but now that I think about it, I don't think I've tested it yet, so maybe I'll find that out in a minute. I'll come back after I'm done recording to tell you if it does glow in the dark. Just assume that it doesn't. But it's the usual 3 points of articulation, super shiny. It looks like you're holding a metal figure, even though it's hollow vinyl. It's great. It's wonderful. It's also sold out, and it was, I believe, 50 bones. So if you are inclined towards such things and you see one at one of the many stores that Entertainment Earth sells to via EE Distribution, which you should totally patronize if you are a comic book shop or know a local comic book shop. We sell all kinds of great stuff wholesale. But anyway, I like this Buzz Lightyear a whole bunch. I hope you do too. I love this Skywarp figure a whole bunch. Hope you do too. And you can order these things if they come available again or in stock. You'll have to check the website. And that's it. I got an IM coming in from the office, so I got to stop recording, and I will see you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast.